Jane Fonda blasts Trump bombing Iran at LA protest, dangerous and insane. By Warner Todd Houston on March 1, 2026. Left-wing actress Jane Fonda spoke at a protest in Los Angeles. Outside City Hall, to rail against President Donald Trump's military engagement in Iran. Calling the president's actions dangerous and insane and an unprovoked war. The extremist actress, often known as Hanoi Jane Fonda, claimed that Trump's attack on Iran reminded her of Vietnam, a country she visited in the 1960s to support America's enemies. Fonda accused Trump of engaging in an illegal war and said he is putting profit over people. "Right now we are witnessing the horror of an unnecessary, unprovoked war of choice, waged by the Trump administration, that has already taken the lives of dozens of schoolchildren because they bombed a girls' school in Iraq, among other civilian targets. Right now, parents are pulling their children out of the rubble, their bodies out of the rubble," Fonda said. Jane Fonda protests against strikes targeting Iranian regime, despite the regime massacring 36,500 civilians. "This is a desperate immoral act in the hopes that he can score victory and be declared war president." pic.twitter.com/fin6ac5. Oli London, at Oli London, March 1, 2026. She also accused Trump of killing Americans. "This dangerous and insane war against Iran not only violates international law and our Constitution and War Powers Act, but risks exploding into a vast war of mass proportion, taking the lives of many, including U.S. service people," she bloviated. California's Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom also released a statement attacking Trump. "The corrupt and repressive Iranian regime must never have nuclear weapons. The leadership of Iran must go," he wrote before going on the attack against Trump. "But that does not justify the President of the United States engaging in an illegal, dangerous war that will risk the lives of our American service members and our friends without justification to the American people. President Trump is putting Americans at risk abroad because he is unpopular at home. As this unfolds, California stands with the Iranian-American community in our state, recognizing they have many friends and loved ones who have fought bravely to chart their own future to end decades of state violence and denial of basic rights," he added. "The corrupt and repressive Iranian regime must never have nuclear weapons. The leadership of Iran must go. But that does not justify the President of the United States engaging in an illegal, dangerous war that will risk the lives of our American service members and our friends." Governor Gavin Newsom, at KGovernor, February 28, 2026. Newsom is vying among Democrats to become their 2026 nominee for president. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston, Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston, or at X/Twitter at WT Houston.